I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terrorists in northern Nigeria want to extinguish Christianity, but it's not working. And what does the biblical story of Gideon have to do with discipleship? Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Nigeria now holds the most Islamic State violence in the world, according to a new report from Jihad Analytics. For the first time in the Islamic State's history, Iraq is no longer the place where it has the most activity. ISWAP, the Islamic State affiliate responsible for attacks in Nigeria, appears well on its way to building a caliphate.
I think that's absolutely the agenda. They're essentially eliminating Christianity in northern Nigeria.
Greg Kelly of World Mission says government negligence is paving the way for a terrorist stronghold.
Last week, 140 people were killed in four villages in the northern part. The government did absolutely nothing about it. Homes were burnt to the ground. 140 people were murdered, were butchered. Government's not talking about it. They want to kind of sweep it under the rug.
And yet, hope remains.
People are coming to know Jesus in the midst of this chaos and carnage inside of Nigeria.
World Mission partners with local believers to reach northern Nigeria for Christ.
We send in solar-powered audio Bibles called The Treasure that have the languages of the people, Fulani, Hausa, Kanuri, different unreached people groups that are less than 1% Christian. That is the exclusive work of World Mission because the gospel's not been there.
Meanwhile, 63% of people in the Central African Republic need humanitarian aid and protection to survive this year, and one-third are children. Todd Nettleton, spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
Central African Republic is without a functioning government. There is a civil war that has been going on for years. A lot of it comes down to tribal animosities.
Increasing violence pushed the republic back into the spotlight of the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom.
The USURF report talks a lot about the persecution of Muslims and even identifies foreign fighters linked with Russia as the persecutors, but doesn't talk about biblical disciples being persecuted by both Muslims and militant groups.
Nettleton describes how you can help believers through VOM USA in the full report at missionnews.org.
Voice of the Martyrs is helping provide education for the young believers there to raise up leaders for the church because their concern is who's going to lead the church in the next generation.
Please pray for knowledge and discernment and that Jesus followers here could stand firm in their faith and be a true witness for Christ. And the book of Judges tells the story of Gideon, who went up against an invading army. God whittled down his fighting force to 300 men, and in the end, the soldiers didn't even fight. God gave the enemies terrifying dreams, and they fled. And that's the inspiration for the G300 Discipleship Program, which can be found in the back of the Mission Cry Bible in English and Spanish. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford.
My heart was to see around the world 300 people coming together and making a difference that when the world or people looked at these 300 people, they'd say, it must be and only be God, because there's no way that these 300 are accomplishing that.
The G300 program teaches what it means to be a Christian, such as putting trust in Jesus, not being afraid of enemies. Wolford says Mission Cry partners have begun translating this content into Persian, Urdu, and Chichewa, the most widely spoken language in Malawi.
I think it's great because it gives not only the teacher, the preacher, the evangelist, but it also gives the individual on the other end some ownership. It gives them something to believe in, to understand that they're a child of God. As I say, my last name is not Wolford, it's Godson. People get a full understanding of what it is to belong to a family, to a unit.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org.